He said, give me 30 seconds. He's putting his last shoe on. Of all 12 he has to put on.
I was going to say, his last shoe of, like, how many?
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where this week we are mostly back to normal.
Mostly. I'm Mandy of Virgin River.
And I'm Karen of Earth 65.
Hello.
And here we are. We're mostly back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to try and have a regular episode this week. We're going to try.
What timeline are we on?
Oh, yes. So in our timeline, it is July 28th. And in y'all's timeline, it is August 5th.
So it's August.
August. Holy cow. Where did the time go?
I feel like it should be like Christmas. I don't know that I feel like it should be Christmas because I feel like January was the longest month I've ever lived through. But then since January ended, it's like been 5 minutes.
I feel like it's still like March. Like, how are we almost in August? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm very
confused. It freaks me out.
I don't understand time. I don't understand
time. I don't either.
And now you add in the multiverse. Pff, I quit.
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't keep up with all of it. I want to take a nap when I think about it.
Feel ya. All right, let's get into it. So we start with... This Week in Fangirling.
I did a lot this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, actually, I just finished, and I can't tell you about it because I'm not supposed to tell about what they are, but I can tell you what I just read was Amber D. Lewis's July Patreon short story.
Oh, fun.
I literally just finished reading. Yeah, so every month for her Patreon, she does like a short story or an alternate POV, and I just finished reading that one. And if you want to know, what it was, then you're going to have to subscribe to her Patreon to find out.
Yeah. We love Amber D. Lewis.
Just a little.
Just a tiny bit.
Also, I've been dying to tell you this since we didn't really have an episode last week where we talked about things. I didn't get to tell you this then. As I mentioned in our last episode, we've been stuck at home because we have COVID in the house. So one of the days I was still able to work, but I had to be like away from my husband. And one of the days after I got off work, I bought and watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's so freaking weird, but so good.
It's weird as fuck. And it's one of the best movies of the year.
Just turns to her out of nowhere and is like quoting absolutely Story of a Girl, where he's like, your clothes never wear as well the next day and your hair never falls in quite the same way. And I was like, what? Yeah,
it is
so good.
By far one of the weirdest movies ever.
Yes.
But yet everything makes sense.
Yeah,
in the context of the movie.
Fingers.
Look at
the fingers.
The hot dog fingers. Oh my god, I can't.
I text him up because he had to isolate upstairs. So I'm texting him like, as soon as I finish this movie, you have to watch it. You gotta like,
it's so good. It is so, so good. So actually that reminds me of, so Jay Stubbs just posted like a TikTok recently. I just saw it today. I think she posted it yesterday where she was talking about Everything Everywhere All at Once. And it's directed by the Daniels. I forget their names. Daniel something and Daniel something. But they have another movie that they've done called Swiss Army Men, which features, I think it's Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Daniel Radcliffe plays a corpse who has a magical superpower of
literally
farting.
Becomes a, yeah.
And apparently it completely makes sense and is a very moving movie. So I'm like, do they just make really weird movies that
I'm
are just...
I'm not brave enough to watch that one.
I'll watch it and I'll let you know how it
is. Yeah, tell me.
Because I'm fascinated. And if it's anything like Everything Everywhere All at Once, I'm in. Like, that movie
Did you ever watch A Ghost Story?
I don't think so. It doesn't sound familiar.
It's not like super, super, super weird, but it's weird. It's about this guy who, I think he dies in a car accident, mm-hmm. but he's not ready to leave his wife, so he becomes a ghost. But he's literally just like got a sheet. Like he's a like a cartoon ghost with a sheet. And it's like the whole movie, he's just following her around in a sheet. And the whole movie is like a perfect square.
Uh-huh.
Like there's like, you know, you have widescreen where you have mm-hmm, the black mm-hmm. stripes. No, it's a perfect square. And it's just him walking around in this sheet. It's weird. It's weird, but really good.
I love weird movies.
Yeah.
It's fun. Oh, I'm so glad you watched it. It's so good.
I know. I wanted to text you when I was watching it and like, but I was like, no, I'm going to tell her
it's in the podcast. It's so good. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes. If you have not watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, please go watch it.
Go do it now.
It is so, so good. So, so good.
So good. Yeah, I cried a lot. And then... I got an art last week from NetGalley called The Do-Over, and I think her name is Sharon Peterson. I should have gotten her name because I want everybody to read this.
Is it good? Tell me about it.
It is Sharon Peterson. Mm-hmm. So it's about, it comes out Monday, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. It's about a girl who, she's the older of two sisters, and she mm-hmm. is kind of thick, and she's got kind of dark hair, and her sister comes out blonde and trim and beautiful, and she's going to be a news anchor, and everybody just falls over her, and their mother kind of puts a lot of pressure on the older sister. You've got to lose weight. You got to do this. You got to do that. So she ends up just kind of freaking, and none of this is a spoiler, this mm-hmm. is what the back of the book would yeah. tell you. She and her best friend end up coming up with a list of New Year's resolutions, but they're kind of anti-resolutions. I will not try to be the perfect daughter. I will not try to lose weight. I will not try to find a relationship. And then enter the hot guy who moves in next door. So it's like a cute little rom-com. It got a little predictable at times, but then other times it was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. So it was a very cute read, very quick read. Okay. Again, since my husband was sick and I couldn't be around him because he was sick, I took the opportunity to paint my living room. That's something I've been wanting to do.
Yes, it looks so good.
Thank you. Yeah, you can see it. I've got... this is kind of where my money went, but it's really not that important. But I have like 8 more frames that I bought today for this wall that Karen can see Yay. Behind me. I'm doing like a dark academia Renaissance gallery wall. Mm-hmm. But I had to paint this whole room. So I took off early. I was like, work was kind of dead. And I told my boss, like, I'm just going to have a mental health day. And I put on that same day, that morning, right as I decided I was just going to be done working for the day, Libby or Hoopla One said, hey, your hold for The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo is ready. I put on that audiobook and I painted and I finished that audiobook in a day. It is. Have you read it?
I haven't yet. It's on my list.
Oh, it is so good. So it's by Taylor Jenkins Reid, who I'm finding out quickly I freaking love. Mm-hmm. She also wrote Daisy Jones and the Six, which I read earlier this year, which was really good. This one is kind of loosely based on like Elizabeth Taylor with mm-hmm. all of her husbands. And I can't remember who else she said she kind of based her on. But it's about a famous like Hollywood actress in the 50s who everybody wants to love her and be around her because she's beautiful and nobody really wants to stay.
Mm-hmm.
They just want that like 5 minutes of I've got your attention and you're all mine. And
right.
It is LGBTQIA without giving away too much of the plot.
Yeah.
Husbands aren't exactly what the only thing that right. Evelyn is interested in. And so part of it is her journey as being a bisexual woman in the 50s, where you're not, where being gay is not allowed.
Right.
And when she ends up with a woman, that woman is only interested in women and keeps trying to put her in the same box. And she's like, no, but I also
Yeah.
like men. I also am fulfilled by men. I also have loved men. So it was really, really good. Kind of surprising twist at the end. And the book is actually kind of it's the main book is being I'm trying to figure out how to explain it. There is a girl who is hired to meet with Evelyn Hugo as a 90-something-year-old woman.
Okay.
And I'm gonna, I want you to tell my story. I'm gonna let you
Okay,
be the
okay.
one to tell my story. And so a lot of it is transcription of their talks. But it was not what
See.
I expected at all, but so good. It made me want to like go back and watch, like just put on Turner Classic Movies and watch every
Yeah.
old glamorous Hollywood movie. Then I've got so much. I'm getting close to done though. I finished last night The Inheritance of Orchidia Divina. I saw one TikTok about this. I ordered it immediately. It came in. If you like Encanto, but you want it for adults, and instead of Colombian, you want it to be Ecuadorian, magic house, abuela who's kind of mysterious and kind of frustrating for her kids and grandkids. Insanely good. Very, 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 very good. I watched all of the new season of Virgin River. I am unwell. The cliffhanger that they threw out. First of all, that was the fourth season. And it's been about 9 months of time in the show. Not even 9 months of time in the show. It is taking forever to get anywhere, and it is driving me insane. Okay. There's a girl who has been pregnant from the start, who is like 5 months pregnant. Guys, I need you to hurry it up. And then last but not least, I started The Villa last night, which is an arc from Rachel Hawkins. I never thought that I would get this arc, but I'm glad I did. I think it comes out in January, I believe. But so far, just like the back of the cover, not giving you any spoilers because I'm not far enough into it. Two author best friends rent a villa in Italy, and they're going to stay there for like 6 weeks and write and hang out. They don't get to spend as much time together anymore. And one of them points out that this is a murder house, an entire band of musicians and like their families or the people that were there with them were murdered in this house. So it's giving me like Helter Skelter vibes and like the Manson murder so far. But I'm only a couple of chapters in, and it's dual timeline. So it seems like from where I am, it's going to be the authors in present day and then some of the people who were there when the murders happened.
Ooh.
Yeah. It seems like it's going to be pretty intense. Like right now, it's lighthearted and cute, but I'm like, this ain't going to stay this way.
Yeah. It's funny because you said
And
like two author best friends, and I'm just like, okay, so when are we planning our trip?
right? 6 weeks in Italy?
Six weeks in Italy,
Yes.
not in a murder house, but we could
Please.
totally do that.
I'll stay in a murder house. I don't care. As long as it's not haunted. Also, look at my shirt.
It's very cute. I've
It's
been
got,
staring
for the
at.
listeners, it's got a little bookshelf and a little ghost on it that says books.
It's so
So I guess
cute.
I didn't mean, I didn't, this was on top, but apparently I planned for it. I don't want it to be a haunted house, but I'll stay in a murder house. On that tangent. What did you do this week?
I think I mentioned it to you right before we started recording, but I'm in like the middle of like five different books. I'm
Yeah.
insane. And
Yeah, that stresses me.
I don't know how it happened. It just happened. But I this week finished an arc by Jessica George. It's called Mame. And it's about this 25-year-old girl who She is the youngest of two siblings, so she has an older brother. But kind of like all of the responsibilities in like her life and her family has kind of just fallen to her. Her brother is kind of like does his own thing. Her mom goes and lives in Ghana for like a year at a time. So she's like in Ghana for a year, then she comes back for a year, and then she goes back to Ghana. So her grandfather left her mom like a hostel that she takes care of or whatnot.
Oh, okay. So she's not just like jetting off to
vacation. No, not exactly. However, it is kind of like she just
could be a parent here.
You could be a parent. And so, you know, like, and it's not just like her mom has only started doing this recently. Like when she was still in school, her mom was doing this. So it was like,
yeah,
she wasn't really parenting. And her dad just kind of let her do her own thing. So she kind of parented herself. And so now in the present day at 25, her dad has Parkinson's. So she's still in the house. She's taking care of him. Her mom's in Ghana. Her brother is just wherever. And so she's just kind of like stuck in this rut. And then her mom finishes her Ghana trip. She comes back and she's like, why don't you move out? So she's like, okay, well, this is my opportunity to like move out and actually live my life, at least for a year, depending, you know, assuming that her mom is going to go back. So it's kind of like a
She's taking care of dad. I was like, well, just she's going to kick her out. That's kind of rude. She's taking care of dad. She has to be home. I get it. Okay.
Right.
Sorry. So, it took me a second to get it.
So the main character is Maddie. And so she's been taking care of dad. Now mom's coming home. So mom's going to take care of dad. Maddie's moving out. So Maddie, at the age of 25, is now starting to actually like live a life. So she's doing all of that stuff that like you kind of do like in your late teens, like after you turn 18, you finish, you know, you're in college, that kind of stuff. So she's just starting to like date.
Hear about her own and self. Yeah.
Figure out her own, her like needs. Take care of her own needs and kind of thing. So it's kind of like a coming of age story for somebody who is, you know, a little bit older, and she's going through all these firsts and learning like men kind of suck in terms of dating or whatnot. Within all of that, there's also this like familial loyalty that she's got to like process, as well as kind of processing like how her, because of the way that her mom was raised in the culture, like she's kind of processing, this was how I was raised and how to manage all of that. So it's like, it's really good. Like it started off a little bit slow for me, and I got a couple chapters in and then I could not put it down. Like I was up until like 2 a.m. reading one time.
I love that though.
And it's really, really good. I feel like it's a story that we really need right now to kind of remind us that everybody starts in like a naive place. Like you don't know, you haven't lived life. You know, so you get taken.
And people don't think about that. That can sometimes be adults.
Right. Like, exactly.
It's not just a 17-year-old and 18-year-old. Like you can have a 30-year-old.
Exactly.
If you don't like, have reading those experiences.
It was very much like reliving like my like late teens, early 20s, like when I was 19 and I was just starting to like make decisions about my own life and all of that. So it's really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I think a lot of people enjoy it. I also liked that they sprinkled in kind of like her culture to it. Like it's not like in your face, bam, Ghanaian things, but it's also like there are little bits and pieces where you kind of are like, oh, okay, that's cool. I didn't know that kind of thing. So I really enjoyed it. It comes out February 7th. And I highly recommend it. And
I've heard about it.
Yeah. I saw the cover somewhere before, and then I had the opportunity to like get it through NetGalley, and I was like, well, I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. I posted like a whole big thing on our blog, so you can read that if you want all more details. I feel like I talked a lot about it anyways, but if you want more, it's there. I finished reading that. I started reading She Who Rides the Storm by Caitlin Sangster. I checked this out because Caitlin Sangster does like these really beautiful sprayed and stenciled edges. And she is the one who I got a copy of An Arrow to the Moon from, with like these gorgeous sprayed edges. And so I was like, I feel like if I'm gonna be buying these things from her, I should maybe also read her books. So I started this. It's really good.
Is this the one you have a challenge on?
I don't think so.
Kid challenged you? Your kid challenged you to finish it before
you're
you...
right. Yeah. Yes. So I pulled this out on, I think, like, was it Monday or Tuesday? And I had told my daughter, like, we're going to the library on Saturday to return our books. And she looked at the book, and it's a thick book.
It's a thick. Is she thick?
It's thick. She's thick. She is. Hold on. Let's see how many pages she is.
She's not a small book.
She is almost 600 pages.
Yeah.
And so I pulled it out on Monday, and I had not started reading it. And my daughter was like, how are we going to go to the library if you can't finish that whole book? I'm like, you watch me.
Bet, child.
Challenge Bet. Accepted. 600 pages in 5 days? Pfft, I got this. So I'm reading that. I really enjoy it. So it's third person, but multi POV as well. So it's like,
okay,
you're following like four characters, but in the third person. So they're not telling you their story, but you're still seeing it.
You're still with
them. You're following them. Yeah. And so, it's all centered around this, like, this sword that they're, like, all trying to, like, find or dig up and get, because, like, a long time ago, there were, like, shapeshifters, and they, like, used magic that fed off of people's souls, and so they all got, like, you know, destroyed or whatnot, and this is, like, the last shapeshifter's resting place, and they found his sword, and so they all want that power for different reasons. Like, one of our main characters is trying to find her brother's murderer. Another of the main characters is trying to figure out, like, is his sister's soul trapped in this, like, object that he has? So it's, like, it's very interesting. It's a lot of world building, but in, like, not a slow way. Like, you kind of get into it. Like, I feel like I can feel her building the world, but I don't feel bored. Like, it doesn't feel like exposition, if that makes sense.
Like, you haven't done this yet, but the first half of the first Crescent City book is torture. Because it's all world building and it's so much, and it's like you don't get anything else.
Right, yeah. So it's not like, I don't feel like she's just, like, telling me how this world works.
You're like, feeling the time pass.
Yeah. It's like you're learning how the world works as they continue their journey.
Right.
Like, it's not being told to you. So it's really nice. I really like it. I don't know how far I am into it right now because I could not hold the book up with one hand, so I switched to Kindle. I was like, because it's so thick, so I couldn't hold it up with one hand. So I switched to my Kindle, and Kindle is not telling me how far I am into it right now. Where did I put my Kindle? Oh, it's over there. But it's really good. I really enjoy it. So I will have more to say about it next week when I am done with it. Because
you'll have to be done with it.
I will be finished by Saturday. Today's Thursday.
You will deserve a personal pan pizza once you finish that. Like, you're doing Book It.
Yes. I read a couple more comics. The most recent one was the Spider-Women trade paperback, which had a couple stories following Jessica Drew, Gwen Stacy, and Cindy Moon. And hence why I'm from Earth 65, because the Gwen Stacy in the comics is from Earth 65, whereas our main timeline is Earth 616. And they have figured out how to travel interdimensionally, so it's very cool. And so they, like, get together and have brunch. And just, like, it's very cute. So I read that, and I just saw you post about it on Facebook. So I thought it was really funny, but I watched Persuasion, the new one.
Oh no. Was it awful?
I
heard such terrible things.
I loved it. But really? I'm also, so here's the thing. It feels more, it's so, like, Jane Austen obviously is, like, classics. And for me, I have a really hard time reading the classics.
Yeah, not that they can be hard to get through.
I don't enjoy them. It just takes me a long time to get through, mm-hmm. which is why I listen to them on audiobook at 2x speed.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I don't really remember the story that Jane Austen wrote so much yeah. as I watched, like, a different film version of it. But I really enjoyed it. I felt like it was more of a... even though it's still kind of set in that era, it felt more modern. Like, they were trying to make it...
Bridgerton.
I've heard people say... I haven't watched Bridgerton, so I wouldn't know.
But see, Bridgerton doesn't seem super modernized to me, other than them using... they do, like, instrumental string quartet versions mm-hmm. of, like, popular songs now. Like, yeah. they've got Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. I don't know, just calling them... The thing I posted was, like, there's this long, drawn-out quote from mm-hmm. Jane Austen that's very emotional, talking about them, you know, no longer being together, and all they say is, we're just exes, and it's like...
Yeah, it's...
You took away the poetry!
Well, I feel like they were making it more comedic than the original text, which I can understand how people can take offense to that. I personally, because I am not as big a fan of, like, the classics and that kind of style, I really enjoyed it. I also really...
I mean, I can give it a try.
I also just really love Henry Golding. So, the second that I saw he was in it, I was like, I'm...
Fair.
100% in. 100% in.
Is he in Downton Abbey?
Not that I know of, but he might
have been. Let me Jeopardy music. Hold on. Henry Golding.
Henry Golding. I think it's G-O-U-L. Blah, blah, blah.
G-O-U-L-D.
G-I-N-G. He was Nick in Crazy Rich Asians.
No, I'm thinking of, hold on. what's her name?
What's her name? What does that have to do with Henry Golding?
The second, the Henry Talbot is Mary's second husband, and he is played by... Can I get your name? I hate these wiki pages where they tell you everything except the author's name.
Oh my goodness.
Henry Talbot is played by... I don't know why I thought his name was... Maybe I'm thinking because his name on the show is Henry. But his name is Matthew Good, so I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know where I got that from. They look nothing alike. They're nothing alike. They're not the same people. Sorry, that was a whole aside that didn't need to be there.
That's okay. But I really liked it. I know that like people who are fans of Jane Austen and Persuasion are probably not as big a fan of the movie. I really enjoyed it. I love Dakota Johnson. I love Henry Golding. So I was a big fan of it. Yeah. And I love comedic like takes on things like this. So that made me happy. Okay,
I'll give Persuasion a try.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm gonna judge it.
I don't think if you go into it not thinking that it is going to be like a perfect recreation of the book, then you'll be fine.
There's a girl I follow on TikTok who, like, in college, like, her concentration was classic literature. Mm-hmm. So she did, like, a whole video where she was, like, recording her reactions, and she was like, it's getting worse. The dumpster fire is getting bigger. Oh, my God. And so, like, when someone you, like, you know knows a metric, like, way more, she knows way more than I do, is sitting, like, she scared me with it. She was like...
Well, I was sitting on the phone, because it was movie night with Beth, so I was sitting on the phone with Beth, who is, like, the biggest Jane Austen fan that I know, and Persuasion's her favorite, and so I'm sitting on the phone, and she's like, she would never, and I was just, like, sitting there enjoying myself as she's, like, complaining in my ear, and I'm like, it's fine. It's
See,
fine.
When she commented on my Facebook post, and I didn't know if she was, like, mad at the meme maker or mad at the movie maker, so you just clarified it for me.
Yes, she... She enjoyed the movie as a separate entity.
Yeah, once you think,
if you separate it, take it away. Yeah, if you separate, just like how, like, when, remember I was talking about, like, the Da Vinci Code. I loved the books. If I take the movie and think about it as a separate thing, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking about the book as you're watching the movie, it'll drive you insane.
Yeah.
So. Fair.
I used to feel that way about Aragorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that way about the Aragorn movie, but Disney's got to fix it.
Speaking of Aragorn, I was going to tag you, but I was just like, I'll let her
find it herself. My God. Couldn't happen to a nicer author. He's such a nice guy. I love him so much. He reminds me so much of my little brother. And I'm so excited for Aragorn.
It'll be fun. Yeah. I might actually start reading the books.
They are books that you have to do the audio. I could never have gotten through Aragorn. The names. Finarel. What?
What?
So yeah. there's a lot of weird names. But if you listen to the audio, you'll breeze right through them. They're so good.
Got it. Okay. And then I watched How the West Was Fun. It is a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie. And I watched it because of one reason. One reason is that Elizabeth Olsen has a cameo in it. What?
My childhood. You just unlocked a memory. My grandma had she had a bunch of Mary-Kate and Ashley movies for us when we were little. And that was one of them. Oh my God.
I know. Okay. We've talked about this because I was like, I need to rent this, but I don't really want to. And then you're like, I think my grandma has it on VHS.
Yeah.
And I was like, it would cost me more to have you ship it and ship it back than it would be for me to just rent it. Also, I'd have to dig out my VHS player or my...
I'd have to figure out where she hoards her VHS.
But luckily... It was on Amazon Prime for rental, and I have a bunch of No Rush credits, so I just rented it, I watched it. I really enjoyed it, first of all.
Now I have one of their songs stuck in my head, and one of those movies, they have this song called Brother for Sale, only 50 cents. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm going to have to get on YouTube or Amazon.
Oh my gosh. But it was...
Any of it.
I really enjoyed it. I literally only watched it because Elizabeth Olsen has a cameo in it. And I am happy to say, hold on, let me pull it up.
Was she so freaking cute?
First of all, she was adorable, yes. But I'm going to pull up my letterbox right now and show you. That's Elizabeth Olsen. That says 100%. I have seen 100% of Elizabeth Olsen's movies. That was the last one that I needed. I'm very proud of
this. Very nice. How old was she in that?
She was
a baby, toddler?
She was old enough to speak.
Okay.
She had a speaking role, but she didn't have a name. The movie was in 1994, and she was born in 1989. I know this because I was also born in 1989.
Yeah,
it's
the best year.
It's an excellent year. Yeah. Excellent year. So that would be like 4 or 5.
Okay.
5? 94.
She was a whole kid, not a toddler.
Yeah.
She was a whole ass kid. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a whole ass kid. She was very cute. She was just. So Mary-Kate and Ashley, they like ride into the city on a horseback and they're like trying to find a building and they're like in the middle of like a New York City road being like, where is it? And Lizzie's in the backseat of the car with the window rolled down and she's just like, it's over there. And it's so cute.
Oh my God. I love
it. It was a really cute movie. It was very predictable.
Yeah, of course. You can't stress children out too much in a movie.
It was
like
very
Homeward Bound. The trauma that I still carry to this day from Homeward Bound and The Fox and the Hound, I'll never get back. You gotta be predictable in a kid's movie.
Yeah, it was very, very predictable. But I really enjoyed myself. I sat there watching it, like expecting to just be like kind of bored the whole time, but I was invested. And they were really cute and adorable.
Did you watch it with your kid?
No, I think she had fallen asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's okay. She probably just would not have paid attention anyways, because it's not cartoons.
She should pay attention to Auntie Lizzie, okay?
Yeah. Well, Auntie Lizzie has a 5-year-old. She
True.
actually was she? I might. She might have been awake because now that you've said that, I'm like, I think I pointed out that was Lizzie
yeah.
to her. So she might have been awake and watching it with me. I can't really remember. It was been a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited. I can officially say I've watched everything that Elizabeth Olsen has been in.
Love
very
it.
Very proud of this.
Love it, love it.
And I think that's everything. And if it's not, I'm sorry to anything that I've left out.
You're fired.
Whoops.
Do you have a fictional boyfriend, girlfriend, they friend?
Please hold as I turn pages in this book. Knox. Knox from She Who Rides the Storm. I don't know what his last name is because I don't think he has one, or at least they haven't said it in the book, but he is one of our main characters in one of the 4 characters whose POV we follow, in She Who Rides the Storm. And he is a member of what is called the Devoted. So there are certain people in this world who have the ability to like see other people's auras.
Oh, okay.
So it's, like, something that they're just born with. And so at, like, the age of, like, 11 or something, right around there, I guess the best way to describe it would be, like, the monarch of the whole, like, country or whatever they're in. Mm-hmm. She's called the Warlord. If they find them, these devoted people, if they find them, which they are easy to find because their auras are, like, white with little gold specks in them. So other devoted would be able to find them. So they will take them and train them and, you know, all of this. But, like, they take them away from their family and they don't get to go back and whatnot. And so he's very sweet. He was one of the devoted. He left. He, like, ran away, which is not something that you do. So they're, like, chasing him. But he's with one of our other POVs, Anway, and their, like, auras cancel each other out. So when they're together, the devoted can't see his, like, devoted aura. So they can't, like, hunt him down as easily to, like, bring him back. And so his whole thing is, like, when he left, he took a sword with him that he thinks has, like, the spirit or of his sister who was murdered. And so he's trying to figure out how to, like, set her free or whatnot.
Oh.
But he's very sweet, and he's just, like, I think of her as, like, the main character, Anway. She is, like, a thief, and he just kind of, like, tags along with her and just, like, helps her. And is very, they're just very sweet.
Like, I love.
It's very cute, and I think they both, like, are just starting to realize that they probably have feelings for each other, and I'm hoping that that's where it goes, because they're very cute together. And if anything happens to the sweet boy, I'm gonna be so mad. So, yes, Knox from She Who Rides the Storm is my fictional boyfriend this week.
Love. Mine is Dr. Cameron Hayek from Virgin River. I don't think you watch Virgin River. I don't think you've watched it yet. Basic premise is woman is very, very pregnant, due any day, with her husband. They're driving in a car. They're in an accident. He is killed, and her baby ends up passing from the injuries. Because of the obvious, awful trauma, she kind of upends her life. She's like, I think they lived in Sacramento. I can't live here anymore. And she moves to, like North California, where it's like Wyoming, you know, where it's like, everybody's just doing outdoors things, and it's called Virgin River. Okay. And it's very similar to, like, it's not a funny show. It's like a serious show. There are funny moments, but it's the small town feel of, like, Gilmore Girls, but, like, a little bit, not super dark, but not, like, light and airy. But the town has, like, there's the one restaurant that everybody goes to. So it's, like, Merlot's from True Blood or Luke's. And, you know, one doctor and blah, blah, blah. She ends up working for the doctor. And this season, another person comes in to work in the clinic, and she, the main character, has this love interest that I don't like. I'm in the minority of people who don't like him. And this new doctor is just so sweet. And like, he starts to fall for her, and he points out, like, as her friend, some flaws, some very serious flaws that her partner has. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, he's basically like, I'm worried about you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think he's so sweet. And I hope, aww, like, no, I don't know. I don't know that that'll ever be a thing, but I just would love to see, like, her be with him. So Dr. Cameron, I love Dr. Cameron.
Hearts.
Precious.
Hearts. I love a good guy who is like, I understand that you're not going to be with me, but
yeah,
like, and it doesn't try to force those, into it.
Right. I'll just wait.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows where you are always expecting the worst thing to happen.
Uh-huh.
Like, it really is like, oh my God, what awful thing is about to happen next?
Oh gosh.
And so when he comes in, you're like, he's going to be sinister. He's going to be, he's here for an ulterior motive.
Aww.
So far. And they could still be, I don't know. But
yeah, right. But for now.
For now, he seems like a sweet baby angel. And I know normally I go for the sinister, you're here for an ulterior motive. So I would not be upset if you decided he's here to rob everybody blind.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're sweet doing it. I don't care.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Dr. Cameron.
I love. Where did your money go?
In mostly paint. And this gallery wall behind me, I will have to post on the Instagram. I'll have to remember when the episode comes out. I had someone Photoshop. Yes. Photoshop an old, like, Renaissance portrait. And she Photoshopped my dog's heads onto it to where it looks like they are the portrait.
Yes.
Because the vibe I'm going for in my living room right now is like if the Great Hall in Hogwarts and Downton Abbey had a baby. So, like, I want all the gold gilded frames and, like, art, but like of Downton, but then, like, I want it, like, crammed on the wall, like in the Great Hall, where, like, the whole wall is just, yes, art. So I have it in, like, a frame. It's not behind me, it's across from me, but I have it framed and hung up, and it is just the funniest.
It's amazing.
Best thing I've ever had.
It's amazing.
And then I also had, years ago, we did the dogs and I did a craft project where I took canvases. They each got a canvas, one, yep, at a time. Everybody else was out in the yard. And we put paint on it, and then I wrapped it in, I put paint on it. And I wrapped it in plastic wrap, and then I put a little peanut butter on it, xylitol free, mm-hmm, so that they're safe, and let them in, and they like licked it. So that, yep, it would move the paint under. I've had those hanging in my dining room, but the paint doesn't match anything anymore.
Oh.
So I got 4 gold square frames, and then I got like parchment colored paper, and I did their little paw prints in ink. So I have like 4 things of each of their little paw prints as, aww, a set. It's awful. Like, this is so weird. It's so weird. This is childless millennial life. It's just making art of your dogs everywhere you can.
It's excellent. It's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I got a new mirror. I got new curtains and curtain rods. I got like stupid things. Like, I'm childless. I'm a childless millennial. I've never had a child. I've never given birth, but I have children in the house half the time. I bought those toilet paper holders that just flip up to where you just lift the thing up and change the roll to see if that tiny little bit of effort will be small enough that anybody but me will be capable of changing the toilet paper in the bathroom. Fingers, cross your fingers, toes and butt cheeks for me, everybody, because
Oh my goodness.
It's lawless. And I will go in one of their bathrooms and there will be like 4 rolls of toilet paper in use at once.
That's insane. Why?
It drives me crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So I bought new toilet paper rolls. So hopefully that would all
drive me batshit.
Having to lift it up will be, oh, well, this is easy enough that we'll do it.
Oh my gosh. Fingers crossed. Good Lord.
God. I fell victim to another buy one, get one half off sale from Amazon. So one of them was the Inheritance of Orchidea Divina. And then I also got the guest list.
Oh, that's Lucy Foley. On my list too.
Yeah, the list of on this sale was kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
yeah,
I've been wanting to read this.
Yeah.
And then I got a bookish box in. I didn't bring down all the gifts, but it was like a dagger bookmark, which they do a lot of those. A set of playing cards. There was a t-shirt. But then the book, what this is the box that the post office returned to sender, and it was a whole big ordeal. Mm-hmm. The book is Together We Burn by Isabel Ibanez.
Mm-hmm.
The kudos on the back are Stephanie Garver of Caraval, Adrienne Young of Namesake, Shelby Marin of Blood and Honey, Serpent and Dove, Blood and Honey, Bridget Kemmerer of Defy the Night. Like, a lot of people that we like.
That's been on my list. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, I need to.
I don't think I had heard of it.
Oh, really? I've seen it a lot.
I haven't seen it at all.
I've seen it a lot, so I have it on my list.
It did come with one of those, like, clear-ish, transparent, decorative, like, page covers that you're... Yeah.
Cute.
The book boyfriend looks pretty damn hot, so I'm like, all right.
I can get into that.
Then I got my MC Studios sweatshirt in. So it's an ACOTAR, so it's got like the phases of the moon, and then at the bottom it says, "I would have torn the world apart to get you back," from Reese. And then last but not least, so again, COVID kind of took every plan we had. I was supposed to be in Gettysburg right now. but COVID kind of flipped things upside down. Obviously, we couldn't. Yep. This is day 9 of our isolation, and like he's taken multiple negative tests at this point. We probably, hindsight, could have gone.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't going to travel until our 10 days was up. I'm not going to be that guy. Right. So we're going to reschedule. But last Friday, which was 2-3 days after his symptoms started, I was supposed to go to the Lush Art Book Fair. So Lush Art is our paint and sip place here. And Kara, the owner, has been talking about doing a book fair. And she was like, I want to give us adults the feeling of getting that flyer and circling all the things you want and taking it. And so, like, she did, like, the week before the book fair, she sent out, like, a flyer of all the things that were going to be on it. And she was like, print it out, circle on it. You can do it on your iPad. You can whatever. She's like, I want this to be fun. Well, I wasn't able to go.
Yeah.
And I emailed them and I was like, is there any, like, do you have a list of the things you've got? I'd love to shop. And they were like, well, you could, you know, take your ticket and use it for, a painting class. And I'm like, or I could buy a ticket to a painting class. Like, I want the book sale to do well. I want y'all to do this again where I can actually go. So that sweet woman, I love her so much. She's also a friend of ours. She let me FaceTime her in a break because she did like small groups at a time. So you bought a time slot to go and shop. Right. And it came with like a custom, like a hand-painted tote bag. And there were refreshments there. Well, between some of the sessions, she FaceTimed me and literally carried her phone to every item they had for sale. I went overboard.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, no regrets. I have no regrets. Like, I wanted to support. It's a small business.
Right.
Been here for years. They do a lot in the community. Like, if I'm going to support anybody, so be you.
Right.
But I, Saturday, so... In our timeline, we're recording on Thursday night. Saturday is our first day where we're in the stage now where we can be out with masks on at all times.
Yeah.
So we can't go out and sit in a restaurant and eat because we just want to be safe. Saturday is the day where we can go out and sit in a restaurant and eat. We can go out. I'm going to go down there Saturday and pick up my tote bag full of goodness. Exciting. She had Blind Date with the Books and sweatshirts and pens and erasers and bookmarks and ornaments and just so much stuff.
I love a good bouquet.
Magnets. Yeah, it was, I mean, even FaceTiming with her was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll get to go to a another book fair if she does one again. But this week, a lot of my money went to virtually shopping at a book fair.
Very fun.
Where did your money go?
So I didn't get it this week. Well, I got it sometime between not the last episode, but the previous episode and now. Mm-hmm. But we didn't talk about it last week, so... I got Turning Red on DVD.
Aww.
It's the Target exclusive, so it's got, like, art prints. So I'm really excited about that. I was just thinking, cute. I was rearranging my, like, I'm calling it my, my Asian AF shelf, which at the moment is mostly just Mulan. So I was just thinking how I need to get, like, Turning Red and, Raya and the Last Dragon and stuff to put on the shelf, so... I already bought Turning Red, so it's going to go... I just found it today, so that's going on the shelf. I got the Target edition of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Also comes with art prints. Little art prints there on the inside. I also picked up from Best Buy. I don't have it with me. I put it on my shelf already, so it's like right... Nope, this way. It's on... It's right there somewhere.
I hate trying to do that. You're like...
Yeah, I'm like, where is it? Backwards. It's like right there somewhere. But it is the Best Buy edition, which is the Steelbook. So I have the Steelbook, and then I have the Target edition because I'm extra. and then... Me, I know. Shocking, right? I also... Somebody on in a Facebook group was selling... like they were de-stashing a bunch of stuff, and I've been wanting this book for a while, and it's Jade Fire Gold by June C.L. Tan. It is the Fairloot edition, so look at that.
Oh my god, I know. That's really pretty.
So for our listeners, the edges, it's like a stenciled like dagger on the edge. The top and bottom is just like a hot pink that matches the cover, but this dagger makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So I know nothing about this book. I just know that it is pretty on the front, it's pretty on the side, and it is written by an AAPI author. So I'm in. That's all I need to be satisfied is a pretty cover, pretty edges, and an AAPI author. Yeah. I'm very easy. But that same person also had a bunch of other stuff that was for sale. And one of them is this book sleeve but featuring Roma and Juliet from These Violent Delights.
Ew.
I am...
That's a big book sleeve, too.
It's huge. Like, look
That's
at this.
A good size.
It's a good size. It's the same... I think it's the same size as the Atlas 6 one that we just got from Fairyloot.
Is it?
I think so. Let me see. Yeah, it's the same size.
That. It's the same size. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, but it's huge.
I forget you're little.
I am a little person, so it just covers my whole face. So it is gigantic, but it does, it fits a paperback very nicely. I mean, not a paper, a hardback.
On your screen, no lie, it looks like it's like the size of a laptop.
It is the size of my laptop.
Okay, yeah.
My MacBook. It is the size of my MacBook.
I've made the Atlas 6 one smaller in my head.
Yeah, no, that one's... It's the same size.
It did come folded, too. Mine came folded.
It did. Yeah, it did come folded, too. So I got... I've been wanting to get that, but everybody's been posting it for, like, $20 or something. And I'm like, I can do, like, $5. And she had it for $5. Plus other stuff, so the shipping was combined. And so then I also got this little, like, travel mug. It's, like, plastic.
Oh, that's really cute.
But it's really cute. And it's, themed after the book, the Jade Fired Gold. There's this little quote. It says, "The heart is not a weakness." And it's got, like, the dagger and a bunch of cute dragon-y designs. So I'm sure I will understand it once I read the book, but it's very cute. It's a good little size, just like hanging on my desk. And then she threw in a little freebie, which is this little wooden bookmark. It's Hamilton.
No.
It says
she didn't even know you when she did that.
Well, she had a list of things you could choose from.
Okay, gotcha.
So I
picked. Just threw a random freebie.
If she threw a random one in and it was this, I would.
And it
been
was that weird. One. That's why I was I like, know. Wait a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, so it's Alexander Hamilton. There's a million things I haven't done. And then on the back, it's a stack of books. There's a million books I haven't read. Just you wait.
Just you wait.
I actually have two of these now, but I need to be able to display both sides on my shelf, obviously.
So. Yeah.
And so that is like my bookish stuff. And I also got pins from Here Comes the Nerd. It's a whole bunch of them, from her Memory Lane collection, which I can't show you because it's a secret.
Oh, I was going to say, Karen, if you're showing them to me,
I am not showing them to you. It's a secret, okay. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pins for 7 okay. years in business. And one little collectible set. And when I tell you, these are like the cutest things I've ever seen in my life. They're so freaking yeah. cute. I am obsessed. So, yeah. I can show you. I will show you the backs of the stickers so you can see shapes. Describe them, Mandy. You're very good at this guessing
game. Blobby. Blobbish. So, one of those was a great horned owl. I know that. One of those was a great horned owl.
So I'm very excited for people to get to see these. They're not releasing publicly until August, but she did do like a little early release if you were on the Pop Shop Live event, which of course I was because I needed to buy them immediately. So this here is a full set of the 7 designs plus the 1 collectible set. And this is some of the designs. And the collectible set, because my daughter has her own Here Comes the Nerd collection, which I use to bribe her to do things. So.
That's smart.
I have a whole bin. It's actually right next to me. I have a bin with pins and, like, magnets and stickers that basically it's all Here Comes the Nerd stuff. And I bribed my daughter with it. Like, if you would like to get a pin, you can go do such and such.
Yeah.
So it works, like, some of the time. It's not foolproof, but it's something. And that is where my money went, I think.
You're like, let me look around and make
Let me look sure. around my bedroom and see if I added anything else. Because that's always a possibility.
I'm looking around my living room like,
I spent so much money. But I have some stuff coming in the mail that I'm really excited about that I will hopefully be able to show you next week. I'm so excited.
My fairy loot shipped, but it's taking forever to get
mine
here.
Also shipped, and it's supposed to arrive this weekend. Mine actually
I
updated.
Check. I was hoping that it would be like today.
Yeah,
It could very well happen today.
That's true. Your people suck. I got shipping notification and then like it updated and it was like it'll be here on the weekend. It's like okay, I'm excited because I should probably avoid like the Facebook groups for a couple days until I get it, because I was spoiled last time. So, but I'm excited. I have no idea what we're going into.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I'll look later.
I'm excited.
I can't find the email now, but I do all the things.
But that, I think that's it. I'm going to go with that's it. Oh, I lied. I just looked up and saw one new thing.
Liar.
I am a liar.
Liar.
I got the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Silk Funko Pop.
How did you do that so fast?
I don't know. They shipped pretty quickly. I love this. Yeah. So this is, so Silk in the comics, she obviously is a Spider-Person. She got bit by the same radioactive spider as Peter Parker. And so she has similar abilities, but her webs come from her fingers. And so she like shoots her webs from her fingers and is able to create like her costume. So that is what this is. It's like her webs as her costume. She has like a more traditional costume that is like black and red and let me see. That's not a good picture. But here's one. So that's like her. So that's made from her webs somehow. I don't understand it. But that's made from her webs. And so, yeah. So this is like where it started and where we're at.
How it started, how it's gonna go.
Yeah, so I just opened that today. I got it yesterday, but I was too lazy to open it. So I just opened it today, and it's so cool. I have no idea where it's gonna go yet.
She's very cute, and yes, she
very cute. That's okay. She's so cute. I'm, like, obsessed. I love her so much. I want to see her in live action. I want to be her in live action. But
all right, hold on. I haven't done it in a while. I think I already did one for this, but
Marvel. Marvel. You haven't called us yet, okay? If you're nervous to talk to Karen directly, I'll be her agent and you can come to me. It'll be fine. She will be Silk, okay? I'll be Princess Loki. No. I will be Loki's wife, Queen of Asgard, and the Frost Giant. All of them. Okay. Love you. Bye.
I was just thinking of that. I think I was searching.
I'll be Spider-Gwen. I'll take it.
I was searching like Etsy, and then there was this like print that was Cindy and Gwen. And I was like, it's us. It's us.
Yeah. I'll take Spider-Gwen too. That's fine.
I love it.
Spider-Man is my favorite. Like, even more than Loki, like, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero. So I would gladly take on the mantle of Spider-Gwen. I am not very, what's the word? I've lost the word. Bendy?
Flexible.
I'm not flexible. we're going to have to get a stunt girl on that. But other than that, listen, just give us a call.
We're here. We're ready, Marvel. We're
here.
We're ready. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
All right.
What?
Oh. Look it. We're on the same page.
Okay. Look at us.
What are you anticipating, Mandy?
I'm anticipating talking to Amber D. Lewis next week.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Everybody getting to read the Starlight in the Shadow.
I'm so excited. I can't believe it's like already here.
I know.
I feel like
reading. And like we talked about this when you got Foul Lady Fortune and had nobody to talk to about it. That's the pain of getting an arc, is that you don't have anybody to talk to about it until. But then at the same time, it goes by so fast.
So fast. Like, Starlight in the Shadows comes out next month. Foul Lady Fortune comes out the month after. I'm like, where did the time go? I swear.
I also went ahead and added Oliver Demise, which is the sequel to All of Us Villains, because it comes out this month.
Ooh.
That freaking book hurt. Okay, so just a refresher, it was the book about, I think there are six magical families in this area, and every like blood moon, they each have to pick one to go into like the Hunger Games, where only one of you comes out alive, and that family gets the control of magic for 20 years until the next blood moon. You love most of them by the end of it. Okay, you love all of us villains. So I am ready for All of Our Demise. I'm highly anticipating.
Are you ready to be hurt again?
I am ready to be hurt again.
All right.
Well,
I'm like 3 weeks out from my New York trip, which I didn't realize it was so soon.
That is really soon. Yeah.
It's really fucking soon. I realized like today or yesterday that I have my daughter's outfit all squared away for the wedding, and I have no idea what I'm wearing. None whatsoever. So that's going to be an adventure. I got to figure that out before I go out. I also have to figure out what I'm going to wear to the theater to see Into the Woods and meet Pippa Sue. So
yes, you're going to meet her.
I'm going to meet her. I'm going to cry. And it's going to be fine.
I can't believe summer's fucking over.
That's what I was telling Josh earlier. Like, it seems like they just got out of school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another thing that I am anticipating is Disneyland getting their heads out of their asses and telling us annual pass holders what they're going to do with our annual passes.
Have they given a date when they say that they're going to do that?
Well, so I had to call this morning. I called Disney this morning because I went to go make reservations for the end of September when I'm going to Disneyland. And my our passes weren't on my list of passes that I could make reservations for. And I'm like, no. Yeah. My pass is not expired. Hold on.
Yeah.
So I called. There was a billing thing. I had an issue with my card, which is a whole other thing. But yeah. So they process it, everything's fine. And before I could even ask, she offered up, she's like, so when it's time for renewal, you can, you know, whenever they figure that out, blah, 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 all of that. And I was like, cool. And so she was like, yeah, they're supposed to make an announcement later this summer. And I was like, okay, cool. Summer's ending in like 2 weeks. So
yeah. And it's she's like the student loans announcement.
Right. And so she was like, yeah, it's probably going to be sooner rather than later because we know that a lot of passes are coming up for renewal. Because, okay, so last year when they restarted the pass holder program, the Magic Key program, the tickets went on sale August 25th. I know this for a fact because I was in line the entire day to buy my pass. I bought my pass on August 25th. Okay, so assuming that people who bought their pass on the 25th were able to go the same day, that would be the earliest that renewals should be starting. Like, passes would be expiring. So they need to get their shit together before at least the 25th because you can't just leave people in limbo. My pass...
How do you make plans?
Right. I bought my pass on the 25th, but your pass doesn't activate until your first visit, which mine was the September 27th. So mine doesn't expire till the 27th, which is literally in the middle of my trip. It's literally in the middle of my trip.
Yeah.
So I was able, and I was like really annoyed because I couldn't make reservations for the end of September because I assumed because my pass was expiring. And so when I looked it up, I was like, no, my pass doesn't expire till the 27th. I come to realize that I was trying to make reservations with mine, my daughter's, and Heather's passes. Heather's expires before ours, which is why I couldn't get late September dates.
Oh, gotcha.
So I was like, sorry, I'm just going to make my reservations. You can figure yours out when the time comes. So I was able to make my reservations because we have tickets to Oogie Boogie Bash for September 29th, which I'm excited about. It's my first time going to Oogie Boogie Bash, so I'm really excited. In addition to that, Tiffany and Mary are going to be in town. So
that is so cool.
We're going to go with them. Joanna is also coming to Oogie Boogie. So it's a big group. It's me, my daughter, Heather, Joanna, her boyfriend, Tiffany, Mary, and then her two daughters.
Yeah.
So it's a big group.
And the little girls are going to be excited.
The girls are going to be so excited. I think the girls are going to be the best of friends. Like the two big girls, the littlest one is a baby.
Yeah.
The baby will just be the baby, but I think the girls will have so much fun. But yeah, I'm really excited. So we're going on September 29th is our tickets for Oogie Boogie Bash. So they are coming in out of town. So they have 4-day tickets. So they're 26, 27, 28, and 29. So 29 is Oogie Boogie Bash. So I technically don't need a reservation because we can just go in with our tickets. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a reservation for the 28th because my pass expires on the 27th. So I have reservations for the 27th and the 26th. So I'm just missing technically one day with them. But hopefully Disneyland will
get
there. That's
when you and your kid go do Hogwarts.
I know. I was
in town.
I was talking to Joanna earlier today. She's like, I can't make reservations for September. And I was like, it's okay. If we can't do Disneyland, we'll do Universal. We have passes there too.
It's whatever.
When we took Joanna to Universal for her first time, she upgraded to a season pass. So I was like, we could totally just do that instead. Like, it's not a big deal. We will hang out. Don't worry.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
That is so exciting.
But I'm so, like, I'm feeling so much better about my September trip because I was like, am I just going to go down south and like not go to Disneyland?
Go to
be in the area for a whole week and go to Disneyland one time. Like that seems wrong. So I feel a little bit better. I'll feel better once they actually give us an announcement.
Right.
So just I'm anticipating that. I'm anticipating that. I just need to know. And I was really, like, a little bit confused because she's like, just, it'll be announced on the website. I'm like, okay, are they going to email us? Because yeah, who's checking the website every 15 right. seconds? So I'm assuming, I'm hoping that they're also going to send an email out to pass holders, but Disney Zone's already fucked up, you know, this past year. So we'll see what happens.
That's Bob Chapek. I hate him.
You mean Bob Cheapass?
Or Bob Paycheck?
I hate him so much. Like,
stupid bald head.
I paid more for this year's annual pass than I had previously, and I have less benefits.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry. And I was talking to a friend earlier, and she was like, I'm just glad to have one. And I'm like, yeah, but
I'm still going to pay it, and they know it. That's yeah. the thing. And, like, I can defend to a degree, because, you know, people say, well, Walt Disney didn't want it to be over $25 to get in. Okay, but if a ticket into Disney World was $25, you would never get in. They yeah. would hit capacity in 5 seconds, right. and you would never be able to plan to go. Yep. So they have to price it to where people have to plan ahead.
Yep.
You know, but my God, guys. My God.
Yeah.
Make some decisions. Be clear about things. They started doing Genie Plus here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are up in arms around it. I like it. I used it when we came to Disneyland when they didn't have it mm-hmm. in the world. So I don't mind it. I don't mind paying you know, extra for fast passes if it's going to work. Apparently it don't work half the time here.
Well, my problem is that first of all, with my pass, I can't just add on Genie Plus for like a flat rate. Like it's literally right. you pay per day, which is insane. When yeah. my previously, I paid a flat rate for the year. It was part of my annual plan package. And so I paid and I just got a fast pass whenever I went, which yeah. is really convenient. In addition to the fact that I could just get a fast pass. I didn't have to like plan ahead. I didn't, you know, like I was just like, okay, what do I want to ride? Okay, I'll sign up for that. And it's fine. And I wasn't yeah. limited by how much I could hold. And I right. didn't have to pay extra for like high volume rides, yeah. which is another yeah. thing in and of itself. In addition to that, I'm paying more money. So I'm paying more money than I was for my annual pass plus my fast pass plan. I don't have any sort of fast pass or anything like that. I don't have my photo pass anymore. Because that was part of my plan previously. And, I mean, I get an extra 2 weeks. I get an extra 2 weeks of, like, possible visiting time. But it's the 2 weeks during the holidays. I'm not going during the holidays.
I love Disney. Okay, I love it. You could not pay me to go to Disney the week of Christmas.
Not.
Or the week of Thanksgiving. No. Or New Year's. God, no.
Thanksgiving's not that bad, actually. At least for us. At least yeah.
what here
we always go the week of Thanksgiving because it's my birthday. So we yeah. go the week of Thanksgiving. I've never had issues. And so I have no complaints about the week of Thanksgiving. But yeah. You could not pay me to go the week of Christmas or New Year's. Mm-hmm. And that's the 2 weeks that they added. And they think that makes up for the fact that they yeah. took away my fast pass here's and my concession. Photo pass. No, I would gladly give those 2 weeks up to have my photo pass and my fast pass yeah. back. Absolutely, 100%.
You would think that the photo pass would cost them less, so they would get more out of you having fast pass. I mean, a photo pass than you having an extra week yeah. or 2 weeks.
I'm not coming those extra 2 weeks, so you're not making money off of me on those right. 2 weeks. Right. You know. Like, it's ridiculous. So, please, Disney, just get your heads out of your asses so I can plan my vacation in September and also my birthday. Because at this point in time, I can't not plan my birthday because yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford to go because I don't know if I'm going to have a pass.
Right.
I will not be going to Disneyland if I have to pay per day.
Right.
It's not happening. So get it together.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Anyways. Are you anticipating anything else?
Okay. So there's this author that I found on Instagram, like, just randomly showed up on my Instagram feed. Her name is Erin Thompson. She has one book that is published already. It's called The Wedding Planner. She has a second book called 5 Dates Between Friends that comes out later this year. Instagram message just popped up for her. She's like, because I had commented on one of her stories where she was like, you know, the ARC emails are going to go out tomorrow. And I commented on that story. I'm like, I got really confused because time zones are confused. She's in Australia. And I was like, tomorrow for me is now, but that's not necessarily tomorrow for you. So I'm really confused. And so as we were recording, she replied to my message and she was like, I'm literally about to hit send. And I'm like, like waiting for that arc to come in. So I'm anticipating reading that. It's going to be a lot of fun because I will then be in the middle of many books.
Yeah.
I have so many books that I'm reading. It's ridiculous. I'll get it together one day, I promise. But I think that's it.
So I just have like a quick... fangirl freestyle. And actually, I checked... Let me get my date right. So I know that you are like me and that you grew up with I Love Lucy, right? And we love Lucy. But yes. I don't know if you were like me in that I also grew up with Bewitched and Leave It to Beaver and all of the shows from
The days. Mine was I Love Lucy and I Dream of Jeannie.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Those are my two.
So day before yesterday, someone shared an article or news that Tony Dow, who played Wally in Leave It to Beaver, had passed away. But he hadn't passed away. It was just like he was in hospice, and he actually did pass away yesterday, which is awful. And, you know, I hate that. But where did this celebrity is dead stories come from? And it made me think about when Paul Walker died in that car accident. You know, of course, in this day and age, you hear that a celebrity's dead and you Google it for yourself because you're like, you know, I remember, and I have screenshots of it. The day that Paul Walker died, I Googled Paul Walker death, and it's the day that he died. And Google says this news article was posted 2 days ago and it's news of his death.
What the hell?
Karen. Like, I get that there are sometimes conspiracy theories where like they'll just say a random celebrity is dead and then they're on Twitter like, nope, still kicking. But like, and I guess we had to have assumed that hospice was called in and he was a teenager in the 50s.
Right.
When Leave It to Beaver was on. So like, it's not shocking that if hospice is called in, he's probably not got a whole lot of time.
Right.
But the whole, they're dead, no, they're not, yes, they are, freaks me out.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, I have two thoughts on this. One, my first thought is that, why are you putting that energy into the world?
Exactly.
That is...
How do you sit and think, like, you know who I haven't thought of lately? This actor. I'm going to say that they're dead.
Yeah. That why?
Like, I get the joke of, hey, is this person still alive?
Right.
But it's not the same as let me maliciously say that they're dead.
Yeah. So that's my first thought. My second thought is way more conspiracy theory.
Does the Matrix know?
No. Are there murders happening?
I mean,
are there maybe? Murders happening?
they said that Paul Walker died of a car accident. an accident. Not that I'm saying this happened. This is just a conspiracy theory based off of this line of thought.
Right.
Car accidents are easy to make look like accidents. If mm-hmm. someone were to say, you know, like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I'll somebody find that would, screenshot.
Somebody would have to have a really sick sense of like.
Yeah.
Especially, like, specifically for Paul Walker to have died in a car accident. Like,
he was so young.
If that was somebody's, like, doing, like, that's really sick considering that he was, like, in the Fast and the Furious kind of thing. And that's what people, like, thought of when that happened. So it's just, like, I mean, obviously murder is disgusting in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, anybody who, if that was a thing, like, that would be gross. But it's extra gross to go to that like extra I don't know, it's then, I'm feeling very conspiracy theory right now.
When I shared it, like when I, because like I see it in my Facebook every year in my memories, mm-hmm. and every time I see it I'm like woof, because what I said on Facebook was pretty sure it's a hoax, you guys, unless he died 2 days ago, and then it's got like where the article said, like where Google says 2 days ago. But he was really dead. Like,
oh my god.
That Tony Dow passed is what brought this up, because it was like, oh no, an internet rumor got started. He didn't actually pass. And I guess.
But could it, I guess it depends on what's said in the articles, because if the articles give a specific date, but could it have been that he did pass before we knew? Kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think with Tony Dow, like, he's not a like, if I grab my husband or if I call my sister, sister might know. Nobody's gonna know who, you know, not a lot of people are gonna know who he is. It's not like I don't want to even say our celebrity, I'm too superstitious for that,
right.
But it's not a well-known name, so maybe the family or a representative of the family was maybe alluded to someone of the press, hey,
right,
it's, you know, he's just like you do with family, close. You know, we're getting close. They're not going to be with us much longer. And maybe somebody misunderstood and ran with
right.
it.
Yeah.
But the Paul Walker was telling you, it weirds me out.
And that is really, like, literally that's the only thing I can think of is, like, maybe it happened, like, earlier than we were told about it. Because but that was,
days,
like.
And it was a major accident in the middle of the town.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was in the middle of Los Angeles.
What I think of when I think of celebrity deaths is Kobe Bryant, because that was announced before his family even knew.
Yeah, I was at Disney World. I remember like reading it.
I remember finding out about it, but then when I found out that his family wasn't notified before it was sickening. The news broke, well, that was disgusting.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
I can't. The ESPYs were on recently, and as we know, I love award shows. So I watched the ESPYs. Well, first of all, it was hosted by Stephen Curry, who is the star of my basketball team. So, of course, I had to watch it. But one of the winners was Klay Thompson, who is also on the Warriors. And he just came back from, like, ridiculous injuries. He was, like, out for two seasons. So he won, like, comeback player. And in his speech, he spoke directly to Vanessa Bryant, like, in his speech. He's like, we think about them every day, and we thank him for, you know, and all of this. And it was very sweet, and it was very emotional, and it was just, like, he meant a whole lot to a whole lot of people. And it just sickens me that was how his family had to find out, was through the
media. Can you imagine opening, like, Facebook and finding,
Could you imagine you just open Twitter and then in your message mentions, it's just like, because you know there are people who were tagging her and shit like that on Twitter. And they'd be like, oh my god, is this for real? Blah, blah. And she'd be like, what the fuck?
What do you mean? Is this?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
And then the
about?
Phone starts ringing.
Right.
Sickening.
And it's not just like, it's not just her husband. It's her daughter too.
Yeah.
So it's like. That it's even doubly worse. It's just like, I can't. It's
awful to lose, like, right. I don't ever want to go through like losing a spouse, but no one on this earth should bury their child.
Well, there's a reason there is not a word for someone who has lost their child.
It's just unfathomable. It's, how do you go on?
I would not. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I wouldn't. I would be a puddle on the. I would just not.
Yeah.
I would just not.
Like, how do you continue to be?
Mm-mm. Yeah. So I can't even, like, poor thing. I feel. Yeah. It makes me so sick to think about that. That was how she had to find out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Celebrity deaths, they are apparently creepy and also disgusting, depending on what's happening in the media.
I'll post my screenshot and the picture, the portrait of my Renaissance doggos.
We need to start taking notes about things we're supposed to post. We keep saying we're going to post it, and then because of the way we record episodes, we forget when the episode actually comes out.
I've been listening to the episodes, like, when they come out on Fridays, but, like, I need to, like, I need to stop in the moment and say, all right, here's what I said I would post.
Yeah, I need to do that, too. Because we keep saying that, and we don't. All right.
I think it's about time for a spiel.
We went off on many tangents. Who knows how much of that is actually going into the episode.
Incoherent is what that was.
It was. We'll see how much time we have left on our plan and how much I can keep in.
Oh, it's like an hour and a half.
It's like 2 hours.
Okay. I was looking at Buzzsprout's art because I was listening to the Infighty We Trust earlier and it said like...
No, I looked like as we were recording. It's like an hour and 58 minutes or something like
that. Okay, good.
And it resets on like the 11th, which is when I would be posting the next one. So like...
That's right. Because I was like, I'm worried about the episode with Amber, but we'll record, not post. Okay.
Yep.
So, do you want to talk about our internet besties?
I do.
Do we like them enough to talk about them? No.
I mean, we could
skipped our spiel.
I mean, we could talk about them before us. I don't know.
Look, I've just got hamburger helper on the brain now, apparently. I gotta go cook some helper of the hamburger.
All right. Well, I will speed through the spiel.
I'm just teasing.
Well, anyways, if you enjoyed the episode, please like, follow, and subscribe. That's what I meant to say last week. I almost said comment. Like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. And leave us a review because we love to hear our reviews.
Especially if you like us. Like,
yeah, we really would appreciate it. If you actually like us, that would be great. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on social media. We are on Instagram and TikTok at The Incoherent Fangirl or Twitter as at Incoherent Girls because Twitter has a character limit.
Twitter. You're the dumpster fire of the internet.
The worst. Please like our Facebook page and visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes and read our blog, which we have gotten much better at updating. I'm so proud of us.
I know.
It's very exciting. We have longer reviews on there about books mostly. I think there's one movie on there so far, but we'll get into it some more. It's fun. It's like a little it makes me anxious every time I post something because I'm just like, somebody's going to read my writing. Okay, cool. Like, but you can read that because that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
You can also stream all of our episodes on YouTube. They are audio only because eventually we will be using YouTube for Patreon perks such as full video episodes.
Yeah.
Send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com to let us know what kind of things you want from Patreon, as well as send us comments, questions, concerns, suggestions. Freestyle ideas. Maybe just tell us we're cool and pretty and you like us. We like that too.
We like that.
We do like that. And I believe that is the end of us, and it's time to talk about our internet besties.
You know what I just thought about? Sometimes we say this and sometimes we don't, but I'm going to say it. She is at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And she is at Mandy Perv on all the things. We have said that. I think we've only done that once, but we should start doing that.
Yeah.
Because you can also follow us. We're pretty funny. We're funny together, but we're also funny individually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now on to our besties.
Now we can get on to our besties after we've talked about ourselves so much.
Like, we're awesome and they want to be our besties too. So obviously they like us for a reason.
They are pretty cool. You can start by going to herecomesthenerd.com and use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Or you can go to Once Upon a Book Club and use code MANDY10 to get 10% off. Not or, and you can use this code. Go to all the besties.
Go to all the besties. Follow that up by going over to noveltychest.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com. Use code FANGIRL5 and you'll get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And since there's never enough tea in the world, go to grimoiretea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA. So FANGRLTEA, there's no I in tea, fangirl tea. I was trying to make a no I in team pun because Sam would love a pun.
Yes, there, she is very punny. We'll work on it. We'll work on it, Sam.
Fangirl tea without the I for 10% off your Yay. Order.
We love our besties and you should go visit them and love them too because they're awesome.
They're the bestest. They're besties they're the bestest. For a reason.
They are the bestest besties. Oh. And that was that the Incoherent Girl. Thanks for joining
Love
us.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.